This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are, another wonderful Saturday morning, and what are we doing? Talking about cars. Right, Brendan? You over there? Are you awake?
I am alive and awake. How are you doing
this
morning,
Triple latte'd up over there, going well?
Just double latte today, but you know, it's okay. No, everything's going hunky-dory, excellent,
hunky-dory.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I hear 1950s called. They want their Saints back.
They want their Saints back. Well, yeah. They're pretty good. We might use them for
a bit. Oh, no, for sure.
We'll give them to them later. We'll see how that goes and work through it. Anyway, good week. Good car week. Lots of busy car stuff going on.
Oh, my goodness. Can I just start off the show right off the top?
Mm-hmm.
These gas prices in California are insane. I mean, absolutely insane. I knew they were going to happen. But I didn't think it would be this bad. Like, so I have a friend on who works down in downtown San Diego. Mm-hmm. The gas station right next to him, $7.16 per gallon.
Yeah, and you know they're for what reason?
Well, they say it's because of the Iranian war, but
roll downhill that fast.
I know. That's what the public message was. Well, we all know that's not what it is specifically.
No, it's get making money.
Exactly. Yeah, the gas taxes are just insane in this state. And
wait till they give you the mileage tax.
I know. Right next to my house, I have a mobile. Gas station.
Mobile.
Right, mobile, excuse me.
Mobile.
Did I say mobile? Sorry, mobile. I have a mobile gas station. Usually, I would say on the normal days, it was 440 something.
Uh-huh.
Now it's 595, I believe.
Which is this?
This is out in Santee. It's 595.
But low octane, high octane, what octane?
Oh, regular. Sorry, for regular.
Oh, regular. Yeah, so yeah. 87.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
So, and the 716 was for regular gas, too, in downtown San Diego.
$7.60?
$7.16, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be filling up down there.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the gas station's just making money there.
Ridiculous. I think, that one was a Chevron. Too. So,
mm-hmm. There you go.
But still, nevertheless, he says, like, my friend, he was like, it was around 550 down there, before. On a regular day. Yeah. Uh-huh. So they just skyrocketed out of nowhere, too. So,
well, they're projecting on what they're going to have to pay for fuel. Mm-hmm. So they're charging more for the fuel now, but they are definitely making a better margin.
Yeah.
When you do that.
Exactly.
Because the taxes haven't changed recently. So, that's not taxes. That's
just projections.
What they do is they say, well, this is going to happen, so the cost of oil is going to go up, so our next gasoline we buy is going to be more expensive, so we need to make a good profit on this that we have here. And
totally.
So they change right away. So anyway, yep, we'll see. That's not very nice of them, though.
No, definitely not, especially for my wallet.
Hey,
at least.
That wasn't nice. Exactly.
But and to be fair, experts did let us know, eventually. The gas prices are projected to go really, really high. We're even talking up to the $10 mark, too, if I remember correctly, they said at some point. So I just didn't realize it was going to be this soon. They said it was going to be in the 2030s at some point.
Yeah, the oil should continue over there here shortly. The strait will get open, and I just don't, the only reason for them to, for this to roll this way is just taking advantage.
My other thing, too, is that.
And we only, what do we get? We don't even get 20% of our oil from there.
It's true. I'll continue my point in just a second. I'm going to go get a call super quick. But I do have one more thing to add about this gas thing.
Go ahead and handle the call. Hey, do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by K-Seal, the leader in coolant leak repair. In the shop, products that work are essential. That's why professional technicians choose K-Seal. It's a one-step coolant leak repair. Just shake, pour, and go. With over 13 million bottles sold worldwide, K-Seal is a proven solution. Learn more at kseal.com. This stuff is good if you're working on a vehicle that's Got a lot of miles on it and having issues, and it's not worth doing a major repair on. Good stuff for sure. So today we're talking about, as we always have a million things going on, but the top signs you should pull your vehicle over immediately. Some good topics there, but 1-888-344-1170. Happy to talk to you about anything automotive related, obviously. That's what we do here this morning. Good things going on. I always sit down here and check. What's up?
Oh, the caller, he had a bad reception, so I said to call back. So
gotcha.
While I still have this little tiny moment here before that caller calls back, I just want to say you're projecting about like maybe the gas prices might not go that high eventually.
I think they're going to go that high.
Oh, they are.
I think there's no reason for it. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. Okay, sorry. I was going to say if that was the case earlier, then it was just based on what administration is going to be inside not only the national office, but in the state office.
Yeah.
This is a big decision you guys are going to be making for the next, I think, 12 years.
Are you talking about governor race?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think
I'd
it's
like to say it couldn't get any worse. No matter what, I'd like to say that, but every time I say that, then I go, whoop, look at that, got worse.
With who is projected to be running in the governor's office, this is honestly one of the most important times in California history. Not just like
who are we down to now?
History. I believe. Well, the governor race still has like at least I think 98 different candidates.
No, but valid candidates.
Valid candidates. Yeah, I'm going to go with four.
Okay.
I'm going to go with two Democratic ones and then two Republican.
So who are the two Democratic ones? Do you know off the top of your head?
Katie Porter, which is one of the worst ones ever.
She's the one that screams at all the people that work for her.
She's
kind of a wing bat, I think.
My other thing too was the interview situation where they ask her a simple question and then they said a simple follow up question. I don't answer follow up questions. Yeah, that's too much.
This interview's done. Yeah, I saw that.
It's hilarious.
And then there's the other clip of her trying to do some TikTok or something, and I don't mean or whatever, but it's like she's talking to everybody, like maybe an Instagram post or something like that, and somebody in the background walks across and she just loses it on the girl that works for her.
I know. I there was another video.
She's a wing bat, man.
Yeah, there's another video where she was at a I want to say it was called an open house or where the public gets to ask her a question. Mm-hmm. And so once again,
an open forum,
excuse me, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the audience member asks another follow-up question to his original question, and she just immediately, with her tone of voice and everything, nope, you already answered your one question, move on, go to the back if you want to ask another question, or go sit down. I mean, oh my gosh, this woman is, you're a politician, you should know how to answer these questions.
And the other Democratic one is a guy.
That's correct. Yeah, and he just recently said all the other Democratic candidates should drop out by the end of this week. Not a single one has dropped out. And because of that, his support numbers went down pretty hardcore. And I get why he wants to do that, because, again, strategy-wise, he could just focus in on his main opponent. But that's not how it works. You don't say, everybody, go ahead and leave.
Get out of the race now. What about what's on the
Republican side? We have Chad Bianco.
He's the sheriff guy, right?
Yes, he's the sheriff from Riverside.
Pretty straightforward, good dude.
And then there's the English gentleman.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes. Okay.
Yeah. And there is a small projection of a Republican versus Republican race. You say there's this site that does.
Projections,
uh-huh. And they said there's a 12% chance it could be Republican, which is higher than I expected for California, to say the least.
There you go.
Hilton, by the way, is the same.
Yeah, Hilton. Yeah. Steve Hilton. Yeah, yeah. No relation to the Hilton.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, but anyway. So anyway, here's the end. You might say, hey, this is Auto Talk Radio, right? But here's the thing. This affects a lot of things when it comes to in the automotive field,
as far as 100%.
One was just talking about fuel and the taxes that we put on fuel here and the road taxes and all that great stuff, which affect your driving. So, which just is added cost on top of owning a vehicle versus just, you know, repair and service and all that, and insurance and everything else that goes along with it. So, these things are very important and we need to make sure and stay on top of them for sure. There is no question about it. So, yeah, just one of those things as far as that goes. That's where politics play into cars, right, Brendan? That's how it works.
Yeah, but that's, and again, that's the modern political world we're in. There's always going to be things to try to skirt around the legal boundaries that are out there in our laws that we have currently. And I mostly blame that one specifically on the not being specified enough of your wordings when it comes to these laws. They're very vague and they're very broad. So therefore, a lot of people will be able to skirt around these certain things. If you're more specific, if you have those certain set boundaries, then these things will never happen. But unfortunately, we can't seem to get that figured out still. So
that is so true.
Yeah.
So true.
$7.16 per gallon. I can't believe it.
Wait till it's $10.
Oh,
you won't be going far. Oh, do you got to drive far to your first job?
No, not at all. Oh, it's just, but I will say I have to for the amount of driving I do everywhere. I have to fill up my tank every 2 weeks.
But you have cars that get pretty good gas mileage, so you're pretty good. At least you're not driving like an F-650 or something, right?
The back in the day, the 2000s Hummer, yeah, where it was only 4 miles per gallon.
4 miles per gallon. What is that? That's a yard ornament now. We don't drive that thing. It's too expensive, for sure, for sure. So, all good. Hey, I did want to also let folks know that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by CRC. When it comes to debris, dust, oil and grease, corrosion buildup, their electronic cleaner on your vehicle's electronic contacts can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excessive voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are the same or suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner, specially formulated to clean parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. Learn more at crcindustries.com. Super important to use the right type of cleaner there, without question. So, all good stuff. As far as that goes, Brendan's on the phone here, so we're going to continue on. Keep calling in, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. All really good stuff. You're staring at me over there like you got something to say. What are you doing over there?
No, I was just participating.
You're just talking to people?
Yeah. Once again, we're just having phone issues with one particular caller, so hopefully they can fix that. No, I was just anticipating if we were going to go to break or not. So.
Yep, I was thinking about that right now, but you didn't have your headphones on.
No, I was busy with phone calls. Sorry about that.
Well, I will say right before we go to break here real quick, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by the new Peak Titanium Antifreeze and Coolant, featuring an advanced formula that cleans and protects against corrosion. Peak Titanium is compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant. Learn more at peakauto.com. All right, let's take our first break here. Hang tight, Bruce. We'll get to you when we come back here shortly. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, just jump on the line. Brendan's over there answering phone calls, flipping switches, turning dials, doing all the stuff that's required to keep Auto Talk Radio on the air. How did you like that?
That was impressive.
That was a Brendan promo for you.
I was going to say that was like what were they? The crash test dummies back in the 90s cartoons?
Did you call me a crash test dummy?
No.
Wow.
No, what was the commercial back in the day? Like micro machines, and the guy would talk like really, really fast.
Oh, yeah. I forget. Yeah. But yeah.
Almost like an auctioneer, basically.
There. Yep. Not that fast, though.
No.
Those guys can really go. They really fly. So, hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego, AAA approved, Smog certified, taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for well over 8 years. And of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there in the Miramar UTC Golden Triangle, right across from where we're at, for well over 6 years. And of course, last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up there in North County Coastal, coming up on 3 years now here pretty quickly. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. What that truly means is we wouldn't recommend a service or repair on your car we would not recommend to our own family member, mother, father, daughter, brother, sister. So very important to us. We take care of you like family. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive services and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is always proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Just ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you out, and they'll be happy to get you taken care of pretty quick and easy. Great card to have. Gives you 6 months anytime without interest. Good peace of mind to have. Keeps your other cards clear and free. And once again, 6 months without having to pay interest on it. It's like cash. That's pretty good. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis on vehicles. Super important here. Best money ever spent, I say this all the time, is on with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Get your vehicle diagnosed properly. We'll save you thousands of dollars in a lifetime without throwing parts at your car. So super important. It does eliminate unwanted parts replacement. We offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home also. And we have rental partners nearby that have rental vehicles if you need one for the day while your vehicle is being serviced. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or X by going to westautomotivegroup.com. And we post tips and things about vehicles throughout the year. Great stuff. We don't overpost, so it's a good thing to follow and you just get some good tips. You can also click on the Automan segments or Auto Talk Radio, where you can go straight to the pages that we post all those. Or you can pick up the podcast anytime on the go at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and tune in. Just put in 1170 AM, The Answer San Diego. It pulls up. Go to weekend shows, and you'll find them all right there posted in a great spot. But give us a call this morning at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we're happy to talk to you. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, let's go to Bruce real quick and see what he's got going on. He's been hanging there for a little bit. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Good morning. Oh, pretty good. A little food for thought about this, the gas prices. You guys aren't near old enough to remember, but back in the mid-70s in Los Angeles, all over the streets where you had a billboard, there used to be a picture, an image of a vehicle gas, analog gas level.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you're driving in your car and you're looking to check your gas level. And it was sitting on empty.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this was to imply that the world was running out of gas. So I just want, and this is still
scare tactics that they used back then, huh?
Yeah, 1975. So, okay, we're out of gas anyway. That's not why I called.
Do you know, though, on that point, before we go on to the next thing, I am old enough that I remember the gas crisis in the 70s. Now, I was a kid, but even in odd license plates, I grew up in Ohio, so you could only get gas on certain days, and there was lines often at the pump.
You got it.
Yep. So I do remember that. Brendan definitely does not. He wasn't around then.
Yeah. there's a couple issues one has actually been in the news recently. First, a deep window tint on the driver's side window,
mm-hmm.
And at least in Carlsbad here, about 50, maybe 75% of the windows have deep tin on it. And it is technically illegal, correct?
It is illegal, yes, yes. On the actually the two front windows and the front windshield, those three windows are not supposed to be tinted.
That's right. Okay. And so now we know that it is illegal, and it's just something that's not enforced. And actually, the police do obviously don't like approaching a car with a deep tint.
Well, and that is one of the reasons. Well, obviously, tinting the front windshield makes it hard to see at night and stuff. That's not so in the two side windows, too. That's one reason. But the other reason is safety of police officers. They cannot, they can't see in the car when they, when they're walking up on you. So unless you roll down the window. So if you have tinted windows like that, you're a very smart person. If you get pulled over, you roll down the windows automatically, so that they can see you. And therefore, you know, it's a dangerous situation for everybody.
That's right. And then, also with respect to that, the police don't like it, but at the same time, they can also use it as an excuse to pull you over. So apparently that's why they don't tamper with that one. But now we have a recent one, and I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but on your blue letter back, a white background license plates, people are putting an overlay. It's like a candy apple overlay, and you can still see the license plate identification letter numbers, but it too is illegal, I understand, and I'm wondering whether they're going to enforce this one or not.
Yeah, it's illegal to cover a license plate with anything. So, you know, they have these different plate covers that they can use to prevent cameras from getting a picture of your license plate, things like that. If you're caught with those, that is a ticket. Those are illegal. Can't put anything over a license plate.
Good question, though. Are they going to enforce it or not?
I have no idea. I haven't seen that. What is the purpose? Just to look cool?
It's to look cool, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Being that it's candy apple, and it's a clear, not a, it was candy apple coated piece of plastic, and you, you just, apparently you can buy it online.
Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe Amazon, I don't know, certainly eBay. But anyway, you just stick it on to the front of the license plate, and I'm seeing it more and more now, and I'm just wondering whether it's going to become like the side window deep tint.
I don't know, but I'm going to have to keep my eyes out for that so I see what you're talking about. I'll probably see one today now driving, and I'll be like, ah, that's what Bruce was talking about. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, Bruce, quick question for you. Have you seen the digital license plates yet, too?
No, I have not.
I haven't either.
Those are the black and white ones.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, they're digital, yeah. They don't, and I don't
know if
they cost more.
Not that much more, I don't believe, but either way, I'm sure that there's a way where people are going to find a way to try to block that as well, too. In terms
I'm not getting what you're saying when it's digital, and then you say it's black on white, I assume.
Well, the back.
Lot of those, but they're temporary plates.
No. The background is black on these, and the letters are white. And it's those are actually digital plates, digital California plates.
Okay, but we're not talking about an electronic.
It is electronic, yes, and they update your registration electronically on it also. So there's no stickers to put on it.
Well, it is an overlay, then it goes over the license plate, or what?
The stickers?
No, the actual digital plate.
No. It's actually a digital plate that's screwed onto the car, and it's digital. It's like a little digital board.
And that is that in addition to your standard license plate?
Nope. Just that plate. Yeah, just that plate.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll see them now. Yeah, I mean, you'll see them more on high-end vehicles. So, like, if you see some high-end BMWs, Porsches, things like that, a lot of those folks are elected to go with the electronic plate.
Okay, then two questions. Where is it mounted, and does it use the existing sequential license plate? For example, today is 9AZD334, something like that. Is it going to have that
sequential? It does. It does. It does.
So
yes.
So it will then match your existing license plate.
Well, yeah, but you don't get an existing. You only get that plate. So, yes. Yeah, so whatever. And does it the same number if you turn in plates? I don't know. A lot of these folks have got these plates, the electronic ones, when they first purchased the car. So there was never another plate on it. You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah. Well, in that case, no, I have absolutely not seen that.
Okay. I did look it up. You were right. It is more expensive. I know that they're pushing it because it's probably a greener option. Mm-hmm. There's battery powered ones where they're $20 a month. The hardwired ones are $25 a month, often used for commercial vehicles. And of course, they have the purchasing option between $600 and $900 for installing the plates. So. As like a permanent option too. So
yeah, bring them over to me. I'll install them for $500. Jeez, not that difficult. Oh,
and you did say that if you get this option, then you will not have the traditional metal plate.
That is correct. Longer. That is correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you only have this. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Speaking of the sequential, since we are up to 9, and I think I've seen a 9C now, we are going to be transferring to a new sequence of numbers.
Yeah, we were talking about that in my office the other day, that we're running. Yeah, it's time to switch it over.
It'll be 2026.
Yep.
They're going to run out and go
correct.
To the new. Yep.
What will be the new sequential numbers? Do you know? Have you seen?
Yeah, they had it. Yeah, I looked it up, and it's like instead of a single numerical digital, I think it numeric number to begin with. I think it's two numbers and then three letters and three numbers or something like that. So it does change dramatically the order of the alphanumerics.
Gotcha. All right. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye bye. So, learning all kinds of things about license plates today, though, and stuff. Always unique stuff. Hey, I'm surprised you didn't pop up on the Ford recall. 1.74 million vehicles, Ford Fusion Explorer for camera defect. Additionally, Nissan's recalling another, the 23 to 25 Rogue. What year is your Rogue there, Sunshine?
Mine is a 2020.
You're okay then.
Yeah.
Rogue SUVs for engine issues.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise. A Nissan with an engine issue.
Thank you.
Yeah, not very surprising.
No.
But anyway, 1.74 million vehicles Ford. It's a rear camera. Is due to rear camera defects in BYD.
I feel like I reported that last week at least. So.
Yeah.
But either way, there's always camera defects with these companies. And They eventually fixed it, or they switched to other companies or software updates.
Yep.
That's all that
correct.
Is. So.
BYD is accelerating its European expansion, outpacing Tesla in sales. Those are the little Chinese electric cars.
Yeah, but they also had issues because I don't know if you heard in the EU, they reported that there was a huge decrease in EV sales over there in Europe. So they're hurting pretty financially over there too at that same
yep.
time. So.
Yep.
You know.
Just a bad idea. I keep telling everybody.
I know.
Remember I said this in the beginning.
Yeah.
This ain't going to be the answer, and it's not going to be the end with all.
And again, so. I mentioned last week how if you were more specified about the data, that's when the numbers started to increase. For example, you said national numbers, it was less than 2%, maybe even like 1.something% of people have bought EVs.
Nationally, yeah.
Nationally is what I'm saying, yeah. And then if you move over to the state of California, that number increased.
Isn't it like 8% or something?
I think it's a little bit higher. And then when you increased it to San Diego County, that's when you saw the super increase, and you're like, okay.
There's more electric vehicles here than anywhere in California?
No.
Oh, that'd surprise me.
It's the fact that I think it was 48% of vehicles, or even less, maybe a little less than that. But again, the number itself grew significantly when you were more specifying, okay, instead of nationally, here's the state. Instead of the state, here's the county, and so on and so forth. So that's where you were starting to see the decent statistics, but then when you get that specified about it, that's when you know it's not really that well of a vehicle to even purchase in the first place. But
correct.
Again, every person out there has a reason to buy their kind of vehicle that they're going to get. A hybrid because of the great gas mileage you'll get, and maybe you go longer distances. EV because, again, you travel in a certain amount of distance. Possibly.
Hey, like I said, if you run around San Diego under, you know, up to 100 to 200 miles in a day in that area, perfect car for you.
Absolutely.
Perfect car, especially if you got solar at home and you get to charge it for free. Then not a bad idea. Now, but I'm wondering if the tax that they put, so, because, you know, all these taxes on fuel are road taxes, basically.
Right.
Well, they don't get any road tax from those people, so they've been adding a fee to their registration.
If you own an EV. Yes, I do remember.
So, but I wonder if when, or do they raise it up temporarily when, for like this year right now, if your car's due, and since it's in the month that they raised all the fuel costs, do they raise that tax on that? Taxes are higher because the sale of the fuel is higher and it's a percentage. So they are getting more tax dollars. They didn't raise the percentage of tax, but they're getting more tax dollars because now fuel is selling at a base of $4 a gallon versus it was $2.50 the base before the taxes, you know.
Right.
So they're getting tax on all that. That's drives it up.
I do hear they are going to raise the percentage of tax, like it's a bill right now inside the state Senate, I'm assuming, but I'm not surprised because, again, due to the budget deficit that the state of California is in, they're trying anything they can to try to raise money.
Wonder how we got here.
I know, right? I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, like Brendan said, voting this coming next governor is going to be important.
Oh, yeah,
very important. Get out and vote.
Yes.
Please get out and vote, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. So, yeah. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about as far as that goes. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by CRC for machine brake rotors. Brake operations is a vital part of vehicle safety. It's important to properly maintain your vehicle brakes and, when appropriate, repair and replace selected brake components. Today, we're going to look at the importance of using machine brake rotors, courtesy of CRC Brake Clean, the industry-leading brake cleaner. New brake rotors feature a machine finish, not just for appearance, but to increase the friction level by scrubbing the brake pad material. If you're installing new brake pads, make sure the rotors are also as new as the machine finish, raises the pad temperature, and aids in the final curing of the pad. Installing new pads onto used rotors, often referred to as pad slap, terrible thing to do, negatively affects brake-in process, overall brake performance, and pad longevity. Always innovating to provide products with a competitive edge, CRC Industries is proud to offer non-chlorinated brake clean for your brake cleaning needs. Featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, non-chlorinated brake clean requires less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. Learn more about brake clean and other automotive solutions at crcindustries.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Things are going great over here. We're just talking cars and all kinds of stuff, right, Brendan?
Yeah, no kidding.
Great stuff here. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. Why? Because this number one technician recommended battery for your vehicles is an Interstate Battery. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery. A battery for every single need you got. What do you think about that, Brendan?
I think they're an amazing company and some amazing batteries.
And you have an Interstate in your vehicles.
I sure do.
I know.
And I could not complain. Well, that warranty.
I'm pretty sure we put it in there for you.
No, unfortunately, you did not. Sorry. But what I will
did
say...
Did your battery break on a weekend or something?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
So, by the way, what I will say is that the warranty is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Only had to use it once. And again, my car is running tip-top shape. And I have to thank not only West Automotive Group for that, but also Interstate Battery for their help as well. So, thank you guys so much.
There you go. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
That's what's so important to us, for sure. Without question. All right, let's grab Steve real quick in Oceanside. He's got a question about license plates. I think we opened a can of worms here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Yeah, for a while in Oceanside, I had two, three friends of mine get tickets because the reflective paint on the background of the plate had deteriorated, and they said that you got to go down and pay to replace a defective product. So,
well, that sounds like a state of California problem. They should be replacing those. You know, if you bring them in, they should replace them for free, I would think.
I think your key word was California.
Yeah, that's where it went wrong right there, didn't it?
Yeah, road taxes are a joke. They're just taking that money to keep themselves in office.
Exactly. Exactly.
They sure aren't fixing the roads with it.
No, they're not, especially not Miramar. Well, I get off at Noble Drive, oh, yeah. A lot here when I come here, and then I go over to the Miramar store, and I make a right on Miramar Road there. That road is destroyed. And here's another one. Check this out. You'll love this. We road test a lot of cars. Eastgate Mall, they dug the whole road up. When they put it back, one of the concrete areas for where they put in like a manhole in that, is raised, and on a test drive, a technician drove over that in a Hyundai, and it cracked the transmission. We had to replace the transmission in the lady's car. We didn't have to; it was the road's fault. But I put in a claim with the city of San Diego. I'm waiting. We're still waiting to be paid for all this. We fixed her car. We were driving it, gave it back so the young lady wasn't out of a car or anything. But truly was not. But my lead technician went and took videos of people driving over this thing so we could submit it. Mm-hmm. You should see, there's got to be a ton of cars getting destroyed out there from this.
I believe.
It's ridiculous what they did to the road. So I think to myself, who did that? And who signed off on that? Who thought that was okay to leave that like that? So
you hit the two exact things. I've done manholes and they don't install them right. They don't pave to them right, but when you put the manhole covers, you can actually shim those so they're flush with the top of the manhole. They don't have to have a divot in them.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, this is more of lining pockets of their buddies and giving these contracts to them.
Well, and I just think the person doing it doesn't care. Like, they're like, that's close enough. Whereas, as we all know, if you have somebody professional do something for you normally, they're like, no, it's got to be right like this. And then it comes out good. So, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. But anyway, it's destroying a lot of cars, and it's ridiculous.
I reported this back on another show that's on The Answer San Diego. And I remember the city council of City San Diego said that the reason why they had such a long backlog and they weren't fixing the roads was for two reasons. One, they didn't have the proper funding for it. And then number two, they wanted to focus more on the Balboa parking situation, which that's another whole can of worms as it was too by itself. Jeez. So because of that, there was a lot of deterioration and roads not being fixed at a properly managed time. They have announced since they implemented the parking things, we'll get back on track to everything. But I bet they're going to get distracted again and focus more again on the Balboa parking thing because everyone's protesting against that whole situation. And so thus, roads are going to get irreparable again. So
the people that are running the city don't do a great job either, honest with you. So we won't go down that rabbit hole, though.
No, of course not.
We're going to avoid that one. Yeah. So
just like you should avoid potholes.
Yes, avoid potholes, everybody.
As much as possible.
They will tear the ball joints right out of your car.
No kidding.
Yep.
So, all good. Guys. Steve, thanks for the call. Weekend. You too. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Always good stuff. We got going there on a.
No kidding.
We started something with this license plate thing.
I find that once we start making comments on certain things, then whatever subject matter we have, it's kind of nil and void sometimes here and there. But you know, that's the fun part. I love Auto Talk Radio for this reason. I always want to learn something new. And again, the fact that for Steve specifically, some of his friends, that whole situation's going through, and yet they had to pay for it instead of the actual state themselves. Like, ridiculous. So, and people should know about this stuff because, again, it could be happening to their license plate and they'll have no idea until they get pulled over. So,
yep.
Good to inform them.
That is true. That is true.
Anything good on the news there? Because you keep looking at the TV there.
Oh, no, it's rattlesnake season.
Oh, great.
Rattlesnake safety. Yeah, those bad boys are out all over, especially when we get these warm days, man. They find spots to soak up the sun.
Oh, yeah.
So just leave them alone and they'll leave you alone.
I remember back in 2021, I had to look this up because this was going on in my hometown. There was the Colonial Pipeline. They had a cyber attack. And because of that, 7.5% of Virginia gas stations said that they were running out of fuel. And so everyone was panic buying and there was a supply chain disruption that happened. So therefore, lines were super long. And
when was that?
May of 2021. Now, the good news is the company was able to fix the ransomware attack and they were able to resume operations and supply again right before Memorial Day weekend, which is one of the busiest weekends a gas station could ever have. So
nice.
I think they were able to, you know, fix it a little bit, but still, that was definitely for when you were talking about the back in the 70s, it wasn't as serious as a national level. This was more of a state level situation, but I do see it from time to time here in these days in our modern society of gas shutdowns or panic buying on gasoline itself too. So that was going back to the first segment, ladies and gentlemen. So
yep, well, there you go. There's good stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
and gasoline is always an issue, especially when it goes up like this.
No kidding.
So anyway, all right. Symptom Solutions, cracked engine block for KCL. Tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components. KCL delivers a one-step multi-purpose repair you can trust. One major symptom is a cracked engine block. That's a serious symptom. This can happen if the engine overheats due to lack of coolant, puts stress on the metal, which ultimately results in a crack. A few reasons why your engine block may crack. Water pump failure is one, as it disables proper coolant flow, which may cause overheating. Casting failure during injection molding is another. If the molding results in a thinner sections, the application of heat to these thinner areas can lead to engine cracks. The solution, KCO Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour it into the cooling system via the radiator cap or expansion tank, then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from many places. Visit KSEAL.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solutions for each situation. And remember, don't just seal it, KSEAL it. So, great stuff.
Absolutely.
You have an older vehicle with major problems like that.
Totally.
So,
Very quickly, I have two car shows I do want to read super quick. We have Marina High School up in Huntington Beach. I know our signal reaches up there, so I bet we have some listeners that are close by. They're going to have a car show. The benefits for this car show will go to the Marina High School graduates of 2026 and to the Marina High School Car Club themselves. So very nice. Cool stuff. That's going to be today from 10 a.m. to 1. Again, it's up at 15871 Springdale Street in Huntington Beach, if you can make it all the way up there, or if you're listening in through our AM reception. So thank you for listening up there. Last one is more local here for San Diego. This is going to be next to Fashion Valley area. It's the 8th annual Kearney Alumni Car Show. It is today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., open to the public and free for spectators. This one here will be benefiting proceeds help benefit the Tom Barnett Scholarship Fund for Kearney High School seniors. So go ahead and head over to those because they're for a really good cause and for the future generations of high school graduates that are going to be coming about this year. So
good car stuff. Yeah. Great car stuff for sure. And as always try to make it over to the San Diego Auto Museum. Always a cool place.
Absolutely.
Check out the library in there. Brendan's favorite place.
Yeah. It's a fantastic place, honestly. From the digital library to The physical one. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they made a nice little area there. It's beautiful.
They have on display a Sheldon Creed NASCAR over there, too.
Uh-huh.
Sheldon Creed's a local San Diego boy out from Alpine.
Uh-huh.
He won his first race 2 weeks ago from the O'Reilly's Auto Parts Series. So, Dave Stahl was super, super happy for him, for sure. We keep trying to get him back on the show, but he's way, way too busy celebrating that first win still from two weeks ago.
West Automotive Group commercials on TV.
Hey, how about that?
Why I'm sitting here. Look at that.
How is that even possible? There's you on TV and you here on the radio?
I know. I saw myself. That was cool. Have you ever seen yourself?
I do.
It's awesome. It's always good stuff. Always good stuff for sure. Hey, real quick, I did want to. I got an email from a listener, and they were asking about cooling, flushing your cooling system, because manufacturers often recommend 100,000 miles for that.
Yeah.
We strongly recommend 50,000 miles, and what we strongly recommend is using peak antifreeze when you do this. And the reason why is peak titanium antifreeze and coolant is a really high quality product. It's better than OEM coolants. It extends its life and doesn't break down as easy. Really good quality product. So as far as that goes, but yes, 3 years, 50,000 miles, we recommend getting that cooling system cleaned out and keep it in good working order. All right. So
all
good
right.
stuff there as far as that goes, without question. So, yeah. What's see here. So today we were talking about the signs you should pull your vehicle over, but we didn't get too much to those. Bodie's still hanging on. Does he still have a question?
Yeah. Do you want to get him on?
See what he's got real quick here. What you got there, Mr. Bodie?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
As always, I'm alive and well. You know, I'm 80 and a half, and I'm still kicking like a young man.
There you go. There you go. Well, let's keep it kicking to 81.
Well, that's, I do my part, God goes first.
There you go. There you go. Hey, what you got going on automotive-wise? We're going to run out of time here pretty quickly. So, but I did want to get to you before I got off the air.
Where's the location of the Mission Valley show?
Oh, the one in Fashion Valley. Let me get that up again. But it was
Fashion
at the
Valley.
Yeah, it was at the San Diego County of Education area. But I'll get you the. Oh, here it is. It's 6401 Linda Vista Road.
Linda Vista.
Yep.
That's correct. 6401 Linda Vista Road.
There you go.
Got it.
That show, did I say that was 9 a.m.? I think it starts at 9 a.m. if I'm correct. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you still got about an hour to get there.
Okay, and then on my Nissan.
Yep.
Brian, do you still have backup records for that car?
Backup what?
You know, you gave me a folder with all the repairs and stuff.
Oh yeah, I have all the records for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll call the shop because I can't find mine.
Okay, we can reprint them for you and send them over. Not a problem. We keep all that stuff all right. for all clients on file electronically. So. Therefore, if you ever have any questions on service or repair on your vehicle, and we've done it, just give us a shout and we can email it to you.
Okay.
All right.
Next is, I need my emergency cable is almost stretched out to the max. I'm assuming I go to the dealer to replace those.
Nah,
you guys do it.
We replace them all the time. Yeah, that does happen over time from using the parking brake, and the cables do stretch. So when they get to the end of the adjustment, then it's time to replace the cable. And we do those all the time. So, yeah, just give us a shout.
Okay, and then motor mounts, their one is still oil-soaked, so I'll have that come in and have your guys look at it.
Yep, happy to do so. We do all those things.
All right. Thank you. Thank you as always, gentlemen. Stay well.
Talk to you soon, Bodie. Take care. Have a good weekend. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. So, all right, great stuff.
Yeah, I want to correct myself. It's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So,
today?
We do get the extra hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
9 a.m. to
hey,
2
Hey, does the clocks change tonight?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
So we lose an hour.
2 a.m.
I don't know. Who cares? Yeah. Who's going to be up at 2 a.m. tonight? Not me.
Truck drivers, I guess. But
maybe. They don't really care, though. They're just driving from one place to another.
I'm just trying to get to my destination.
That's right. But, yeah. I think it is tonight. It's spring ahead, right?
That's right.
Can we stop springing and falling? It's getting old.
I know that this current administration is trying to push it, but we'll wait and see if that even comes around.
You think this should be so simple.
I know.
Just get rid of it.
If I want to be like Arizona, I will be like Arizona. Come on. Right. I mean, we already both do the digital plates.
So are we going to be on their time now when we spring ahead?
Oh, my gosh. You're making my mind blown right now.
Well, I don't know. They're 1 hour different right now, I think, aren't they?
Please email Brian at AutoTalk Radio.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you could Google it.
We're running out of time already.
You let me know when we're done here. I don't care if we share or not. Anyway, all right, San Diego and everybody else out there. Hey, how much time do we have?
Literally 30 seconds.
Oh, come on.
I'm dead serious.
I want a minute.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Hey, guys, it's always great that you join us here for Auto Talk Radio. We enjoy doing this and enjoy having you. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Go to westautomotivegroup.com, make your appointments, get your vehicles in for service. Until then, next Saturday, we'll be back live. Make sure and tune in. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. And 96.1 FM. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.